This video, I want to discuss the question of the treatment of women in the workplace, in employment law, in the workplace in Ireland in 2024. I never thought I would have to or choose to elect to make this video. But my experience over the last 6 to 12 months or so has forced me to conclude that the treatment of women in the workplace in 2024 and 2023 is appalling. It may appear on the surface that things are fine and there's plenty of laws there, plenty of laws to protect employees, including women or female employees. But my experience from working in the area of employment law, from listening to the stories of both employers and employees, is that I'm quite frankly taken aback about the attitude of certain men in the workplace, and it only takes certain men in the workplace to make life a hell for certain women. Over the last, as I say, 6 to 12 months, I have been surprised, and I'm going to cite or refer to three instances where I have met people and they have told me their story, and you can draw your own conclusion and make up your own mind as to whether it's a reasonable thing, a reasonable assumption or inference to draw about the state of affairs for women in the workplace. The first one is to do with a young woman who has put a huge amount of time into the building of her career in a particular area of activity. It's not an area of activity that would typically be occupied by women. It would normally be an area that would be would see men in the role. So she's very much in a minority in the role, or she was very much in the minority in the role, because she had to leave her job. And she had to leave her job as a consequence of the appalling sexual harassment she experienced in the workplace. And it wasn't the sexual harassment that forced her to leave her job, however. It was the response of the employer and the failure by the employer to protect the young woman, the employee, in the circumstances. And she has had to leave her job as a result of the way that her allegation or allegations were handled. The evidence was absolutely manifest. There were plenty of witnesses, but the way, the appalling way that the employer dealt with her complaints forced her to leave. Now, I'm representing her and will represent her to the best of my ability in due course in trying to seek justice or compensation or a remedy for her, a legal remedy. That's the first case. The second case involves a woman who is working in, she's also working in an industry that wouldn't usually be populated by women. And she is not only a very small lady, very, very small, which may give rise to the bullying that I have, that she has described to me, but she's also a non-Irish national, which doesn't help. And she also has very bad English, which probably doesn't help either, insofar as she has become a real target in the workplace for bullying behaviour. And she's in the job quite a while, but the bullying behaviour has increased in intensity lately, and unfortunately she's now out sick, and I have to give her advice and so on, and we're going to have a look at exactly what is open to her in terms of some sort of a legal remedy to fix the situation. And I will do my best to help her as well, but I mean, what she has described to me, the type of bullying, the type of affronts, quite frankly, that she's had to suffer as a consequence of her sex and her nationality is just frankly appalling. Now, it is possible that if she was a man and she was a non-Irish national, she may face the same difficulties of bullying, etc., in the workplace too. So it may not be exclusively down to the fact that she's a woman, but she's a woman and she's experiencing appalling bullying in the workplace, and the fact that she's small and not as physically strong as her bullies makes the thing even more difficult for her. And if she was a big, strong lump of a non-Irish national, maybe the bullying wouldn't be quite as bad. But bottom line is, she is experiencing an appalling situation in the workplace. She doesn't deserve it, and I'm going to try and help her as well. Finally, the boat is on the other shoe in relation to the third situation, because the third situation is one where the person who came to me for advice about the workplace situation, the workplace problem, was actually the person who was accused of doing the wrong. In other words, this person was accused of perpetrating a certain wrong against a female colleague in the workplace. And that person came to me for advice about the situation because they found the investigation and the subsequent disciplinary action and so forth in the workplace stressful and difficult to deal with. So this person is actually the culprit, quite frankly. And there was a very, very easy, straightforward remedy for this person, this man, to fix the situation. All he had to do, quite frankly, was apologise for what he had said and done in the workplace to his female colleague. However, rather than doing that, has lawyered up, as it were, come to me for legal advice about the stress and anxiety that he's suffering as a consequence of the workplace investigation. So this, you know, obviously I'm not representing the victim in this situation. I'm representing somebody, or advising somebody rather, because there'd be no representation required, quite frankly, in this case. But I am advising this person who has refused to do the decent thing and apologise for what was completely inappropriate in the workplace, and who is lawyering up, quite frankly, to, you know, remedy the situation as they see it from their perspective, when all they have to do was basically grow up and treat the female colleague with a bit of dignity and apologise. So those three scenarios, those three situations, which for me have to yet fully play out, because I'm involved in, or will be involved in, two of them, in representing the women, and have advised the man as well, and he may need further representation as well, or advice. I don't think he will, however, but in any case, these scenarios will play out over time. But to date, the circumstances that have been described to me and the experience that the women have suffered in the workplace is just appalling. And as I say, in 2024, I'm surprised, and it is absolutely that. It's easy enough for me to empathise with these women because I have three daughters myself, and I have a wife too, but I have three daughters and I have one son. So I often, when a young woman is telling me about the situation she has experienced in the workplace, I listen to her and I'm thinking to myself, God, if that was my daughter, you know, I'd go absolutely bananas, I'd go apeshit, quite frankly, if that was my kid and my girl. And as I say, I have three of them. So anyway, it's a shame, it's a shocking situation that I have to, or feel the need to make this video in 2024, but I do. And people can get up on their high horse about it, and men can recoil and recoil into a scenario or a situation of defence and defending themselves and think this is about the sex wars, etc., etc. I don't know what it's about. All I know is that the treatment of these young women in the workplace in 2024, 2023 is absolutely crap, and they shouldn't have to put up with it. I thought we'd moved on. Hope you liked the video. If you do, I'd appreciate if you left the thumbs up down, or hit the thumbs up button down below, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you're listening to this on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, I'd appreciate if you left a review. Thanks a lot.